the state's highest court will not weigh in on Floridians' right to front yard vegetable gardens. But the food fight isn't over in the state capitol. I'm Kate Payne. On a small corner lot in a tree-lined neighborhood in Tallahassee, one resident is growing a ton of peppers.
This is sweet banana. Yeah, this is the best food in the world. It's best food. This have vitamin C pound per pound more than anything in the world. This sweet banana.
Zilphy Barty's front yard is full of them. When WFSU spoke with him in 2016, there was no lawn to speak of, just rows and rows of bushes covered in hundreds of peppers. A bill moving in the legislature would protect Barty's right to do exactly what he's doing, grow vegetables in the front yard.
Just the sheer fact that they have a garden should stand. That is an American, as apple pie.
Jacksonville Republican Senator Aaron Bean is co-sponsoring a bill that would prevent local governments from outlawing front yard vegetable gardens.
That tomato, if it's homegrown in your front yard, is threatened by our courts. Because just a few months ago, the 3rd District Court of Appeals has said Floridians don't have a right to have a garden in their front yard. That's what we've come to. That's what we've come to. Homegrown gardens are outlawed.
This comes after the village of Miami Shores forced a local couple to uproot their garden or pay fines. Fausto Gomez represents the town.
Resident had a vegetable garden in his front yard. Not an issue. That resident then expanded the vegetable garden to include all of his front yard and the swale, which is the public property as well. That became an issue at that moment because other residents in the neighborhood, zoned R1 residential, said, we basically don't want to live in an agricultural area.
He says the town wants to maintain a certain aesthetic. Local ordinances regulate the size of decorative landscaping stones residents can use. Meanwhile, David Cruz with the Florida League of Cities is concerned about public health issues and
competing private property rights concerns. And obviously, I think that the goal here is that we want to maintain property values high at the local level.
Bill supporters jokingly paint opponents as anti-vegetable and anti-American, with a vendetta against homegrown tomatoes. But in all seriousness, Longwood Republican Senator David Simmons thinks the bill language still needs some work. He says lawmakers should
still give to the local governments the ability to reasonably regulate but not prohibit. Taking into consideration that I doubt that any one of us in many of our neighborhoods would hate to have an entire front yard, for example, done as a garden that's got corn that's 10 feet high.
Private property rights and the preemption of local control cause plenty of headaches in the state capitol. But lawmakers aren't taking this issue too seriously. Committee hearings are usually pretty stuffy and procedural, but the debate on this bill has been unusually good-natured, even funny. Here's Bean again.
Members, this is a great sign. I just looked down. The bill number, 1776. It's America. So stand with America. Stand with Senator Bradley. Let's join together and say we are preserving our country's core values, and that's the right to grow our own food.
The state Supreme Court has turned down the opportunity to hear the Miami Shores case. That means the town's ordinances are safe for now. But lawmakers say they're still dedicated to protecting Floridians' right to garden. They're even turning to food puns. Lead sponsor Senator Rob Bradley tweeted this week, I will keep fighting, kumquat may. The bill has one more committee stop before it goes to the floor. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.